Hello, my lovely bakers, and welcome back to Beginner Bakes. The place where baking is simple, comforting, and doesn't ask you to own fancy equipment or know complicated words. Today, we're making thumbprint cookies. Buttery little biscuits with jammy centre. And yes, you really do use your thumb. It's the one and recipe that actively encourages you to get hands involved. Let's get the oven on and make something that looks like and belongs in a biscuit tin at your nan's house. So, preheat your oven, 350 Fahrenheit, 175 centigrade, or 180 fan. Line a baking tray with parchment paper, or grease it lightly. These cookies are polite, but they're appreciative to a non-stick surface. Now, grab a bowl, and you can use a mixer if you like, but a wooden spoon and a bit of elbow grease works perfectly well. Here's what you need. 112 grams of unsalted softened butter, 67 grams of caster sugar, one egg yolk, and pop the white to one side, we might use it later. A teaspoon of vanilla extract, 125 grams of plain flour, a quarter of a teaspoon of salt, and jam, strawberry, raspberry, apricot, whatever you love or whatever you've got open in the fridge. Optional extras if you're feeling adventurous, a little lemon zest or a drop of almond extract. Now grab your butter and your sugar, put it in a bowl, and then cream them together until the mixture looks light and fluffy. This takes a couple of minutes by hand. You're aiming for something that looks pale and smooth, not grainy. This step builds texture, so it's worth taking your time here. Then add the egg yolk and the vanilla extract, and mix everything until it comes together smooth and glossy. It should look rich and almost custardy at this stage. If you're adding lemon zest or almond extract, this is the moment. Pop it in. Now stir in plain flour and salt, and gently mix until it forms a dough. It might look a little crumbly at first, but keep going, it will come together. This is a dough you can roll out without sticking to everything in your kitchen. If it feels too soft, a short rest in the fridge helps, but usually it's ready to go straight away. So for shaping your cookies, tablespoon sized pieces of dough and roll them into little balls. Place them on your lined baking tray, leave a space between them, and then they will spread a little as they bake. Not widely, but just enough. Now comes the fun bit. Use your thumb and press it into the top of the mixture and make an indent. Not all the way, just enough to hold jam. If the edges crack slightly, just pinch them back together. Cookies are forgiving. And then spoon in a small amount of jam into each thumbprint. Don't overput fill it, because otherwise it'll end up bubbling out and coming all over the place. Still taste, but if you're looking for a nice, clean look, a little less than more. And if you want a shiny and slightly golden edge, lightly brush the cookies with that leftover egg white. Totally optional, but a nice touch. And then bake in your oven for 12 to 14 minutes. You're looking for cookies that are set with edges just turning lightly golden, and centres will be soft. Your kitchen should now smell buttery and faintly fruity with... Which is never a bad sign, is it? Take the tray out and then let the cookies sit for a few minutes before removing them. And we all know about jam on jam tarts. Don't bite into them straight away, because it's molten lava. And then once they're completely cooled down enough to handle, transfer them to a cooling rack if you've got one, or your toast rack or something like that. Jam will be still very hot, so just be careful out of the oven. Be patient. It saves burnt tongues, I tell you. And for Baker's Corner, a quick tip or two before we finish. If your thumb sticks into the dough, dip it into a little flour. That'll do, be fine. Just dip it in there and push it in. Different jams give completely different cookies. A great excuse is to experiment. These keep well in an airtight tin and will make excellent gifts if you don't eat them all first. And there you have it. Thumbprint cookies. Simple, nostalgic, and quietly impressive. If you're baking along, I'd love to see your creations. Send the photos in for the website. Drop me an email. Let me know how you got on. Your bakes might inspire the next episode. So, on to One Bowl Banana Muffins. This is no mixer, no mess, no stress. Our next recipe today only needs one bowl, one spoon, and no panic where the bananas go spotty. So, banana muffins. Soft, simple, perfect for lunch boxes, coffee breaks, or eaten warm while standing at a counter, pretending you're the only one. So, aprons on, and let's crack on. First things, let's get that oven warming up. 375 Fahrenheit, 190 centigrade, or 180 fan. And then line a muffin tin, or give it a light grease, whichever. Nothing fancy, totally up to you. Now grab one bowl, a large one. That means no extra washing up. And here's what you need. 226 grams of plain flour. 100 grams of caster sugar. 2 teaspoons of baking powder. 1/2 teaspoon of salt. 180 ml of milk. 85 grams of melted butter, 1 egg, and a teaspoon of vanilla extract, plus those 2 bananas, the star of the show, all spotty, riper the better. So peel your bananas, drop them straight into the bowl. Grab a fork and mash them well. They don't need to be perfectly smooth, leave a few lumps. It doesn't matter, the pocket's bananas, which is never a bad thing. And then next, pour in 85 grams of melted butter. Warm, not hot. Add 100 grams of sugar. Then crack in 1 egg. Pour in 180 ml of milk. A teaspoon of vanilla extract. And that's it. Now you give everything a good stir. You're looking for a creamy, slightly speckled mixture that smells faintly like a pudding already. This is the moment where you realise that baking is mostly stirring and optimism. So, now we move on to the dry ingredients. Yes, in the same bowl. Sprinkle over 2 teaspoons of baking powder, which is about 10 grams, I think. And add 1/2 teaspoon of salt. Give it a quick stir so it doesn't clump in one place. Then tip in 226 grams of plain flour. And then switch to a gentle hand here. Just stir in so you can't see any more flour anymore. Do not overmix it, because muffins, like a light torch, overworked batter makes them tough. And nobody invited those. So the batter should be thick, but spoonable. If it looks like banana porridge, you're spot on. So then get your muffin tins with your paper cases in them, and spoon the mixture into the tin, about 3/4 full on each one, leaving a bit of room for rise. And if you're feeling fancy, you can sprinkle the top with a little sugar. Or optional, you could add a few chocolate chips if you really felt that way. But I'm no judge. Either way, whatever you like. They'll still be tasty. And then pop them into the oven. Bake 20-25 minutes. You'll know when they're ready. They'll puff right up and turn golden. And if a skewer or a toothpick comes out clean from the middle, they're done. Your kitchen now should smell like comfort and good decisions. So take them out. Let them sit in the tin for about 5 minutes, then move them to a rack. That's if you can wait that long. These are brilliant warm, lovely cooled, and somehow even better next day if they're lasting that long. They free as well, too. Wrap them up, stash them away, and you've got future muffins waiting for you. And to Baker's Corner. Couple more tips before we wrap up. No muffin tin? Don't worry. Get a small loaf tin. Grease that or paper case in that instead and just give it a bit longer in the oven. And as I said before, if you want extras, chocolate chips, chopped nuts, a pinch of cinnamon, all work beautifully. If your bananas aren't ripe yet, pop them into the oven and skin them for a few minutes after. And there go black and soft. A baking hat unlocked. And that's it. One bowl, banana muffins. Simple, forgiving, and perfect for beginners. And that's it. One bowl, banana muffins. Simple, forgiving, and perfect for beginners. If you give these a go, I'd like to see them. Send in your photos to the website or drop me an email. There's nothing better than seeing your bakes out in the wild. Until next time, keep it sweet, keep it simple, keep it fun.